All right, everybody, how you doing? Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. All right, now I talked about this subject for the supporter stream last Sunday, and typically, if you're a supporter, you know, I cover a lot of stuff that's coming up, and sometimes solicit input from the individuals in regards to the subjects that we talk about, and that input gets put into the videos. Now, when I look at stories in the news, I have the curse of looking at these stories and seeing the potential of what it means, what can happen, and or if it's just straight up propaganda to manipulate you. And we have a divide here in this country between the left and the right. The right follows logic and reason for the most part, and the left does not. Their logic is based around feelings, and feelings change, reality doesn't. And the problem is, right now they're running the show, and they're going to tank this country based on warm, fuzzy feelings. And that'll be that. Now, we've seen the IRS, they're getting expanded by another 90,000 agents, okay? The left, there's been a lot of rumblings in regards to suspending the Constitution and making a new one, okay, because that's going to work out great. And, you know, the slippery slope that they always like to use, i.e. abortion, and how it is basically now allowed in certain states up to 28 days after birth. After the kid is born, and not after it's an afterbirth, it's already dead. Alright. So, what do you think is going to happen if the left is allowed to take over? Do you think it's just going to be a matter of time before that 28-day, you know, killing of a child goes to a year, maybe 5 years? And while we're at it, if you're old and unproductive, you're going right into the wood chipper, and we are right back to the policies of Nazi Germany and the communist states of China and Russia. Now, this next subject is in regards to what is going to happen when and if the right completely loses faith in basically the police force. All right, now, for the most part, I support law enforcement. This video I'm making right now, if they're watching it, be warned, because I am not the only evil genius out there. There are many just like me out there who are working for the other side. Okay, so we have that. We have drones. We have footage on the internet of how things are conducted in other countries in regards to said drones and what have you, and violence. Political violence, mainly. But what we're going to see here on this video is basically a cop on off duty at his house doing his own thing. All right, so we're going to start this right now. All right, so before I get this going, this is the intel analyst side of my brain thinking here. Looking at that picture, all right, that individual spends a lot of time outside doing various activities. You can assume from the truck, the older truck there, and the stool with wheels on it that this guy likes to work on his car. All right. And you'll also see in this picture his police force vehicle parked out in front of his house. I mean, you might as well have a neon sign that says, please come kill me. All right. 5 years ago, this probably would have, you know, brought some warm and fuzzy feelings in the neighborhood because there's a police officer living in the vicinity. That is not the case now. All right, now this individual is having a kerfuffle with some individual in a Jeep. We're not going to really get the backstory. We don't know what happened here to make this happen. We don't know if that cop was involved in some dirty dealings or if he arrested somebody and one of the family members is pretty unhappy about it. We don't know. What I do know is we've been suffering under the heels of qualified immunity. And that is given to the police. It's given to the lawmakers, the judges. And basically what that entails, that allows people to trample over your rights, do whatever the fuck they want, and they're completely immune to any repercussions. You can't sue them. You can't do anything. But historically speaking, if you lose the ability to get your justice in court, people are going to seek it out in the real world. And you're going, and this right here is a portion of that. So let me run this video for you. All right. Now let's count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. All right, so. So this knuckle dragger, that's what I'm calling this cop here. All right, somebody tried to hit him with a car. And I assume, because he's a police officer, he's stuck in the mentality of being completely immune from danger, death, what have you. That is not the case. 20 seconds. Now, if this individual didn't, you know, basically sit out there and swear at this guy and get the cop's attention, and he just wanted to kill this guy, he just literally had to wait down the block and do what he had, and then put his plan in action. All right, so here's the cop, runs out with his gun, screaming, show me your hands. All right, now watch, the cop goes behind the vehicle. The guy could have threw it in reverse and ran him over right there. All right, now the cop is sitting just outside the driver's side window. Why he doesn't shoot right there is beyond me. All right, I wasn't there, so I'm not going to make any more statements in regards to that. So let's just finish this up here. Should have shot him right there, and he didn't. All right, here we go. All right. What just happened there? That police officer should have stayed in his house. You saw him calling for backup on his phone. They're already on their way. He literally could have locked his door, waited for the police to come, or his buddies, or whatever. Maybe he lives in another city. I don't know. That's common. I don't know. But he made a tactical mistake here. Going up against a vehicle with a pistol, you're out of your fucking mind. Number one. Number two. Tactically speaking, he should not have got even behind the vehicle. There's absolutely no reason for him to go around the vehicle and try to go to the driver's side door. He could have handled business through the passenger side of that vehicle without exposing himself to being backed up over or hit from the Jeep from the front. And none of that would have happened if he survived the first bump. He went in the house, locked the door, waited for backup to come. He would have been golden. All right. Here's the rest of it. All right, so the officer is fine. He's yelling. He's probably on his feet right now, yelling more. He already shot. Now he's yelling. Once you start shooting, you should just shoot until it's over. All right. We are in a warm Civil War now. It was cold, but now it's starting to ramp up here. And we're going to see more of this. And it's going to get way worse. Especially when the people on the right lose faith in the institutions. All right. So what we have here, we have an angry individual. Probably non-military, non-tactical thinker kind of guy. He's just pissed off here. All right. What's going to happen if you have a squad of like-minded individuals? Guys with military experience, know how to use weaponry, know how to use tactics. All right. What do you think is going to happen when those people want to show up at your house? Mr. Police Officer, what do you think is going to happen to you? All right. Now, I know there's a lot of officers out there, former military. Oh, I don't have to really handle my business, whatever. All right. I got it. Yeah. Maybe you can. Maybe you can't. But the reality of the situation is those who have the numbers win for the most part. If it's you at your house on your day off and 13 guys show up, you are fucked. All right. And right after that, you are going to die. Because people like that don't show up to have tea, eat a cookie, and be your buddy. That's not going to fucking happen here. All right. All right. So, and I know people out there are like, well, you know, how would they organize stuff like that? Well, here in America, let's go to the next one here. All right. Hang on. All right, we have at our disposal quite a few encrypted applications. Signal, the information I have, and this is like a year and a half old. A year and a half ago, if you're using Signal on your phone and you put the setting in there that deletes your texts, you were good. And they wouldn't be able to crack it unless they got your phone. But if you had already deleted your text, you're good. If you have texts in there and they get your phone, they can crack it. Now, what most people don't seem to understand here, we have laws on the books that any company that uses any type of encryption has to give the technology to the government. Okay. I'm just saying that if you're going to use these encrypted services, more than likely, if you're on a list like I am, they can intercept and read what you're doing. All right. What we got? Signal. We got Threema. WhatsApp. Now, WhatsApp is completely cracked. I believe the alphabet agencies will tap tats on your grave if you try to use this one. Okay. We got Telegram. I have no information on that one. Silent phone. I've never heard of it. Wire Android, never heard of it. And Wickr, I use that one as well. But I believe that one is completely transparent to the alphabet agencies that are on it. And Viper never heard of it. All right. So there's ways that like-minded people can communicate with each other. And this is just a quick answer of a technology that already exists. All right. There are other things they can do that require more tradecraft training. I'll probably write about that in my prepper letters, but that's another issue. All right. Now, the next thing here, flash mob. Remember when I said a squad of individuals, like-minded individuals? Well, I can tell you this right now, that Antifa and BLM have this set up. I've already read the intel insums on this. And quite literally, they are training in direct action using paintball and airsoft ranges. They're doing it right fucking now. Okay. So here is a flash mob that we have on camera. Let's get this up here. All right, hang on. There it is. Ah, shit. All right, hang on. Let's get this. All right. And let's bring this, here we go. All right. Ah, God damn it. You sons of bitches. All right. Fucking computer. All right. Here we go. All right. So this is the flash mob right here. And these individuals, like, sealed off a block. Cops are helpless. And they're quite literally ransacking this 7-Eleven. On camera, they don't care. This is the way mobs work. Hang on. Sorry about that. Now look at that. Now look, they're going to come over the counter here. Now they're taking all of the tobacco. They're going to probably run away with all the lottery cards. I even read a report they were trying to drag the ATM out of the store. All right, now, there's going to come a time when people get sick of this. All right? And you're going to have people who own businesses who are facing shit like this. And they're just going to pull out their 12-gauge and start racking and stacking. Okay? That is going to happen, historically speaking. All right, now just imagine. We already have the technology in place. All right? The left has Antifa, BLM, as their basically Nazi brown shirts, or useful idiots, the communists, that's what they call them. All right. They have the technology to communicate. The flash mob is nothing new. They can literally organize this, have a couple hundred people meet at a certain time, everyone armed, ready for business, wearing black masks, leave their cell phones behind. They handle business, and then they just fucking disappear into the woodwork. That is unconventional warfare 101. This is nothing new. All right? I'm not reinventing the wheel. I'm issuing a warning because I do not want to see people needlessly die. All right? We are moving into a time or shit is going to get real. So if you're at home, play your Xbox, drinking your beer, getting fat, you're going to fucking regret that. Because guess what? Slow people fucking die. When shit gets bad, you better be ready to run fast. Carry your equipment, maneuver, get the fuck out of the area, or turn and fight. Fat guys don't last long in environments like that. All right? That's my warning. You guys take it easy.